Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresha Murphy. And today we have with us guest, author of Simply Lace, Finding Love Through Loss, K.N. Jackson herself. I want to thank you guys, firstly, for tuning in for the special edition of Motivate My Life Radio this evening. We are about to get some tea and some scoop on K.N. Jackson's journey of Simply Lace, Finding Love Through Loss. She's going to also talk about what motivated her to write her book, why she chose fiction opposed to nonfiction, some of the characters in her book, precisely the main character, Jenna Lace. So, Mrs. Jackson, how are you this evening?
Good evening. Hello. Hello, Miss Teresa. Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning in, joining Motivate My Life Radio this evening. I appreciate you being on the show. And what we want to do, firstly, for those that don't know who you are, outside of K.N. Jackson, the author, we want to talk a little bit about who is Kiwana Jackson.
Okay. Well, Kiwana Jackson is a brand new author. I penned the name K.N. Jackson because it was just a little bit easier for people to remember K.N. Jackson versus Kiwana Jackson, Kiana Jackson, Kiona Jackson. So I went with K.N. Jackson. And it just rolled off the tongue.
I actually like it. You know, I think it has a nice flow and a nice ring to it. And so can you tell us what does the N stand for in K.N. Jackson?
Absolutely. It stands for Nicole. So my name is actually Kiwana Nicole Jackson, and the K.N. stands for Kiwana Nicole.
I love it. So you went with K.N. Jackson. You know, actually, there's a lot of authors now that are using their initials and their last name opposed to using their entire name. So I kind of like it. K.N. Jackson does have a nice ring to it. And actually, I'm getting emails already on the inbox. I like K.N. Jackson as well. I like K.N. Jackson. So we didn't even take a survey.
Well, thank y'all. Appreciate that.
We didn't even take a survey or poll, and you're getting already people saying they like K.N. Jackson better. So awesome. All right, Key. So let's jump right into Simply Lace, Finding Love Through Loss. So
yes.
I have the book, and I just want to say that it is absolutely a phenomenal read, and I don't read fiction often, so for me to sit there, you know, and read this fiction book, and I mean, it was almost like these characters were real, you know, and they were relatable to, you know, friends of mine and people that I know and family members and so on and so forth. So I just want to tell you and the listeners out there, you know, as far as what my feedback is on your book, I think you did an awesome job. And
Thank you.
You're welcome. What motivated you to even become a writer? Like, what motivated you? What was the stem that motivated you to become a writer?
Well, for me, writing has always been something that I've done since, I guess, my teenage years. And I kind of fell away from it, you know, growing up, becoming an adult, having adult responsibilities. And then one day, penning at my desk for about 8 hours turned into, like, I guess, an outline for a book. And I didn't even realize that until the eight hours, had passed on. So that's pretty much what brought me to the writing piece, and that was about 2 years ago.
Awesome. And so that brought you to the writing piece. And so why fiction? Why did you choose fiction?
Well, I chose fiction because, honestly, it gave me the literary license to be free to say what I wanted, how I wanted, without being judged for it. And I don't think that I would have been comfortable sharing my personal story with the world. And, you know, with the, I can't believe she did that. I can't believe she said that. Well, that's what reality TV is for. So I decided to do fiction. I decided to write a fiction book.
And I can tell you right now, firsthand, you know, a lot of people that write the nonfiction books, you know, you do have to be ready for backlash and you have to be ready for people's opinions and so on and so forth. And not that you don't get people's opinion when you're in the fiction world, but when you're in the nonfiction world, you're talking more about personally a lot of times yourself. So
right.
Awesome stuff. So Simply Lace, like, where did the name, the concept of the name come from?
It is so funny. A lot of people ask me that. Simply Lace has been something, I don't know where the name came from, but it's been rolling around in my head for years. And I finally decided, well, what is Simply Lace? What am I going to do with this Simply Lace thing? And again, going back to the writing, I just started writing, and I figured that Simply Lace would be an awesome title for a book, but how would Simply Lace tie into a book? So I fictioned the name Jenna Lace, and Jenna Lace brought about Simply Lace, and we just were just going and going and going, and she grew into this crazy roller coaster of a person, and we love her, we feel sorry for her, and we want to kind of save Jenna, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, I guess, as you, you know, kind of get more with the questions, get along more with the questions.
Okay, great. Okay, so we know that Jenna, the main character, her name is Jenna Lace.
Yeah.
So Simply Lace kind of, I guess, pretty much was formatted around the main character.
Right.
Now,
no one's life is simple.
Yeah, that's an understatement. So when you were actually, you know, coming up with this character, Jenna Lace, and what did you want to see for this character? What did you want the readers to understand about this character, Jenna Lace?
Well, just to kind of give you a background a little bit about Jenna, she's from Long Island, New York. She's a sophisticated, successful 27-year-old fashion buyer, and she works for a company called Greenwood and Archer. She's attempting to rebuild her life after, you know, her heart and soul are launched into this unexpected despair. So Jenna's career and personal life intertwine, mixing the ingredients for this bountiful dish of heartbreak, love, high emotion, triangle sex. Just, you know, it's a twist and turn of a roller coaster. And so Jenna goes through this pain rather messily, and all while, you know, just searching for this perfect love. So to answer your question, we want to ride this ride with Jenna, but we want to see her come out and be happy and just to feel life again, because Jenna's having a hard time right now.
Yeah, I say, and without revealing too much about the book for those that have not read the actual book, Jenna is definitely having a hard time, and love is not really, as far as a man, I don't think what she found actually in the book, but again, I don't want to reveal too much for those that have not read the book as of yet. So,
right.
we don't want to give away too much. So creating these characters, you know, I mean, I always tell folks, you know, anybody that can write a fiction book and create these characters and bring these characters to life, and you actually wrote your book to the point where it felt so real that you were actually there. It's almost like a scene in the movie or something like that, and you can't put this book down because you're actually anxious of what's going to happen next. Like, what is Jenna going to do next? So when you created these characters, Kate and Jackson, what were your thoughts on when you created these characters? Like, were you trying to reach, I guess, a certain audience? Were you trying to send out a certain message? And I know it's fiction, but in entertaining folks, what was your thought when you started creating these characters? And I have an even better question. Are any of these characters based off of real-life people? And we don't have to go into who the real-life people may be, but are any of them based off of real-life people?
funny that you asked that as well. I peppered in some people that I knew, or know, I should say, just based on life experiences and people that have come in and out of my life or people's lives that I know. And what I wanted to do is not create talking heads. I wanted these people to feel 3D instead of one-dimensional or two-dimensional on a piece of paper. I wanted them to jump out and feel like they were next to you. So how I did that was I wanted like an authentic conversation. I wanted to be organic in my conversation. And that's pretty much, you know, how I brought these characters to life. They had to feel real. They had to sound real. They had to look real. And they had to move real. So that's pretty much where I got it from. If they didn't feel that way to me, if they didn't look that way to me on paper, they were deleted. I kind of ripped them up and put somebody else in their place.
And again, awesome job. Well, what would you be able to tell someone right now, an aspiring author right now that wants to write a fiction book? What was one of your biggest challenges?
My biggest challenge was just staying motivated. It seemed like the finish line kept moving. You have to stay focused and stay dedicated to your project. Some days for me, you know, I felt defeated, like, you know, days were turning into weeks because I didn't feel like my writing was strong enough. You have to persevere and write no matter how it looks, feels, or sounds to you. And for me, you're not going to always have a good writing day. You're not going to always have a day where everything just comes out and just sounds perfect to your ear, because writing has to have a harmony. It has to flow, like in a conversation. It's, you know, the balance of when you're having a conversation with someone, the give and take of the conversation. And that's what writing is. It has to have that balance and flow. So write every day. Also, you want to invest in your craft. You want to buy, you know, books that help you to hone in on how to write, what to write about, you know, just things that are going to even give you exercises on how to be a better writer. And those are some of the things that I did. But it was very challenging. It really was. I practiced keeping good people. Yeah, I practiced keeping good people around me that encouraged and motivated me to write one more sentence, one more page, one more chapter. And, you know, sometimes it came out good. Sometimes it came out, I don't know what it came out, but it came out. So, and I just kept going. But you never stop writing. You just keep writing.
Now, in writing a fiction book, because you are bringing characters to life, you know, to keep people's interest going in the book. And so when you're creating the characters and bringing them to life, how did you stay consistent? Like, what is a consistency with, you know, throughout writing the book and being consistent with these characters and none of them never die? And I don't mean when I say die in the term of the word die, but all these characters stayed alive throughout the entire book. And was that a hard process?
It kind of was. What I did was I prayed a lot and drank a lot. No, not really.
Hey, a little wine never hurts anybody.
I drank a whole lot of wine. I drank a whole lot of wine. No, I was just trying to stay organic with keeping these people, you know, real life. Like, I'm going to tell you what, I'm a people watcher now. And before I started writing, I really could care less what was going on around me. Not care less, but it didn't faze me what was going on around me as much as I do now. I'm a people watcher. I watch people's expressions on their faces. I watch their movement. I watch their body language. And I can tell if somebody's telling a lie. I can tell if they're happy or if they're excited without them even opening their mouth now. And that's odd, because that's what writing does. It teaches you patience. It teaches you just how to practice self-discipline. And so that's kind of some of the things that worked for me.
So, now do you think is that a talent for someone already? Like, just when I say a talent, like, is that a gifted talent for someone to be able to write a fiction book? Or do you feel like anybody can write a fiction book if they apply their mind to do so?
I agree with both sides of that. It's a talent.
Okay.
Because in order to write good fiction, you have to have some likability to just literature and love of words, and it has to kind of flow through you. And then you can be taught to write. You know what I mean? If you really want to write, you can be taught to write. And just putting yourself around other people that are aspiring or even in the same genre, or, you know, just poems or essays or memoirs, anything, people that are writing, if that's not your niche, it can become your niche. But for me, it was kind of the better of both worlds. It flowed for me, but it became my niche as well. I learned how to write better.
So basically, answering the question, it can be either way. It can be
absolutely
a talented gift, or you can be taught to do so. I think more importantly, you probably need to be definitely passionate about it with anything else that, you know, that you want to accomplish. Well, what do you see next? Like, what do you see next for Simply Lace? Where do you see this going? Are you doing a sequel? Was this it for us? Like, where is Simply Lace? What do you see next for it?
Well, I'm currently working on the sequel to Simply Lace with an anticipated release of 2017. And so life is never so simple. We kind of talked about that earlier. And for Jenna Lace, that's an understatement. And you kind of definitely piggybacked off of what I was thinking. So I'm looking to, again, release the sequel. I'm not going to tell you the name of it yet. But I'm looking to release the sequel in 2017. And I'm very excited about it because this book it's put me in connection with so many different people I never even thought I would come in contact with, and they've been demanding a sequel, and the book was just released May 5th. So this to me is awesome. It is absolutely awesome.
Totally. It definitely is awesome when people are already asking you when would the next book be released, because that says a lot about the story, and it says a lot about the novel for Simply Lace. Now, as far as the sequel is concerned, are we talking sequel as in 3-4 more books of this? Are we talking sequel in another book? Are we talking sequel in a movie? Like, in what other aspects? How big are you taking this dream for Simply Lace?
This is going to the silver screen. I've been told that as well. Not only have I been asked if there's going to be a sequel, but I've been told that this needs to go to the silver screen, that this needs to be in the movies. So that's the next thing that I'm looking to embark on, getting the right people in place, the right players in place to help me to bring that to fruition. Because
wow.
This is so exciting, this book. And I can't express how just happy I am with the reviews that I've gotten, from phone calls, from texts, from people that personally know me and know my journey and the challenges that I face, and just getting Simply Lace to print and in front of me and on people's minds and on their hearts, and when they dream about it, like, it's crazy. It's almost like pandemonium, but just on a smaller level, because I'm not, you know, out there as a well-known author like a B.B. Campbell or E.L. James or Terry McMillan, but I'm coming. I'm certainly coming.
Oh, I believe you totally. I totally believe you. After reading the book myself, I definitely believe that you're coming. And you have to start from somewhere. So, you know, a lot of fiction writers, that they release their first book and sometimes, you know, they feel like, okay, well, I wrote the book for me, but it's not going anywhere. But you have to think bigger than you actually just publishing your first book, because you know, a lot of those people out there now, those our best-selling authors, our folks that have actually, their books have went into to the big screens, a lot of those people started right where you are today. So I think people forget sometimes that people have started where you were, where they were actually releasing their first everything. So
that's,
it's great,
right,
that you keep that that you keep that momentum, how big your book, Simply Lace, is going to go, because, hey, I'm looking forward to it personally, to go to the silver screen and getting me some VIP tickets to the preview. So preview. I'm looking forward to it. So, you know, I definitely keep my eyes out on that, because I think that, you know, I can see from what I have read, I can definitely see it going to the silver screen. So, outside of Simply Lace, let's go a little bit outside of Simply Lace. Outside of Simply Lace, what else can we expect from Kiwana Jackson in the upcoming months or the upcoming year?
Well, the upcoming year, I plan on, and this is still kind of Simply Lace driven, but there will be book tours. I'm actually in the process right now of fashioning a book signing celebration scheduled for this August in New York. So stay tuned for that. And as far as the date and time, and just for that celebration, because it's going to be a big one. And I've invited a lot of people. They just don't know who they are as of yet, because the guest list is, again, being fashioned for the book signing celebration. But yeah, I'm in a whirlwind of just joy right now with what's going on.
Wow.
I plan on traveling. I plan on, you know, just doing a lot of things I wasn't able to do that, you know, I'm able to look at for seeing myself do within the near future and also the distant future, because people are asking me to come out and, you know, have a speak here or just to talk about, you know, what's going on in my life here and what the next moves will be for me or the next, you know, part of Kiwana or Kay and Jackson's life is here, because people are definitely differentiating between Kiwana Jackson, Kiwana Nicole Jackson, and Kay and Jackson.
Well, I want to back up a few minutes. I know that you just mentioned that you will be having a exclusive book signing launch celebration in New York.
So
when we say exclusive, is that only personally invited guest exclusive? Is when you say exclusive?
I've handpicked about maybe 200 people, and I'm working with an event planner now, and she is freaking awesome. We're getting together everyone's, you know, information so that way she can have it to send out to these people. And these are people that have supported me from the very beginning. And not to take away from any book tours I'll be doing, because they will be just as special. But this is the first time that I'm coming out and actually celebrating and talking and signing books for my readers that have, like, from the minute go, were purchasing Simply Lace and were just all about Simply Lace.
Okay, great. So you are going to be doing some book signings, obviously, as you just mentioned. How would one person be able to follow or get some more information about, like, far as your book signings are concerned? We know, obviously, you're not going to list location and so forth about your exclusive book launch celebration. But far as your book signings are concerned, how would someone be able to contact you or follow you or get information regarding your book signings?
Oh, absolutely. They can find me. Anyone that's looking to catch up on the latest Kay and Jackson Simply Lace news can follow me on kayandjackson.com, as well as Facebook under Simply Lace Finding Love Through Loss, as well as Instagram at Kay and Jackson, at The Real Kay and Jackson. Google Plus as well. I am also on Google Plus under Kay and Jackson. And then on Twitter. Now, with Twitter, it's under Key My Success My. I can't get that changed for the life of me. I've tried to change it to Kay and Jackson, just kind of make everything streamlined, but the only thing I haven't been able to do is get that situated with Twitter. But it is under K-I, the number 2, My Success My. And then you can also email me directly with any questions at kayandjacksonwrites@gmail.com. So that's kayandjacksonwrites@gmail.com.
Okay, so listeners, you got that information for how you can reach KN Jackson, and definitely by her website, which again is knjackson.com. Pretty simple. It's her author's name. And so, Key, before we wrap up the call, I did have a few additional questions I wanted to ask you, far as becoming an author and how what was the feeling like when you sold that first book? What was the feeling like the day that book was finally published? Like, what was your emotions at that point?
I was so full of emotion, I was numb. I couldn't feel my fingers, my toes. I was crying and didn't know I was crying. Like, it was just very highly emotional for me, and I didn't know how to. I didn't even know if I was standing or moving. I don't know what I was doing, but I know that I was super crazy emotional, and I cried. And when I received the book in my hand and I thumbed through it, and the dedication was to my grandparents because they loved reading, and you know, they introduced me to my mother, you know, I mean, so it was like I dedicated to my grandparents in addition to my mother without naming her, in case God willing and blesses me to become this famous, wonderful novelist and I have this big $90 million home. I don't want people tracking my mom down and trying to find her and kidnapping her. I'm joking, guys. But
okay, but, so yeah. Shade with no shade.
Right.
Yeah, I'm throwing shade. I don't want y'all to really know the full name of, you know, who put me out here in the universe. But shade, but no shade. I got it. So, yeah, because when you're walking around with those millions and you got that bodyguard, you got to be careful what type of business you put out there.
Okay.
So, good stuff. So, now I know outside of being an author, you know, there has to be some other things that you're passionate about doing. Is there anything in particular that you like to do or that you're working on right now outside of writing?
Yes, I'm actually looking at helping other aspiring authors, which is funny enough that we talked about that early on with, you know, looking at not so much the publishing part, but the staying focused, the staying disciplined, the learning if this is really me. So I've had a lot of people to also inbox me and email me and just want to get in contact with me, picking my brain for, well, how did you do it? I want to write a book, and I don't know where to start, and I don't know how. So I'm formulating a way to build upon. I have a lady that I'm working with on getting some webinars situated out there to be able to do that just for those individuals looking to write a book. And I even spoke to my great aunt last night, and that's what she's looking at doing. She said that I was her idol, and it made me cry. She doesn't know she made me cry, but she made me cry. I'm very emotional these days.
Aww.
I'm sorry. Aww. And so this is definitely something I'm passionate about because, like I said, I love writing, and I've always loved helping people. I worked for a college for 8 years where I've been helping students or prospective students to transition through their lives and determine what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And I'm passionate about helping people. So this is somebody help me. And now I have to reach back. There's no other way to do it. I have to reach back and give back.
Yeah, good stuff. And I mean, and I totally agree. I mean, I tell people all the time, that's how you continue to grow and prosper, by giving back and actually helping other folks as well on their journey. And so just backing up for a hot second, so far as you wanting to motivate other people, you know, through their on their writing journey, and you're saying something maybe that you will be doing some webinars to be able to help aspiring writers and aspiring authors to be able to kind of get through the journey, because it can be challenging writing a book, whether that's fiction or nonfiction. And what would you say to someone, based off your own personal triumph, what would you say to someone right now that can't get past the fear? Because as we all know, a lot of folks don't move forward because of fear. And as you previously stated, even for yourself, you got stuck at a point where you couldn't press forward. What motivated you to press forward? And what would you tell someone else right now that can motivate them to press forward?
I would want them to let go. Let go of the fear, because that's what's holding them back. Just let it go. That would be the key to them moving forward. And it sounds easy to say, but you really just need to let go. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And you have to firstly believe in yourself enough to be able to let go of that fear. So,
I agree.
Wanted to add that, because, yeah, you can get to a point, not just writing or anything, but anything new that's outside of your comfort zone. You know, this is your first time author, so again, that was outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, for sure, I agree. You have to believe in yourself. That definitely warrants the moving forward. You have to believe that you can do it, even when you don't believe. And that was, you're right, that was something that I struggled with a lot. I didn't think that my writing was good enough, but I finally let go, and I just believed in myself. And it didn't matter what other people thought. It's what I thought. So I had to believe
in
myself.
And you know what? You know, it takes a lot for someone to get to that place, because truly, it isn't about what other people think. It is about what you think. But sometimes as humans, we do sometimes get caught up in what other folks think about us and what other people may think and their opinions and so on and so forth. So it takes a minute to get to that point of, I'm going to do this for me. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you becoming a published author was an accomplishment for you, so which had nothing to do with anybody else. Do we want people to read our stories? Do we want to be on the bestsellers list? Do we want our book, our story to go to the silver screens? Of course. But at the end of the day, that was an accomplishment for Kiwana Jackson and not for other folks.
Right.
So all good stuff. Well, Kiwana, I want to – we're going to wrap up the interview, but I do, again, if you don't mind, give it out your social media handles, because I have a few people on the instant message that said they missed it. So can you give out your social media handles one more time before we wrap the show up?
I sure can. Before I do that, I want to let you all know that you can purchase Simply Lace on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com, and any special signing events that I may be a part of. And I'll also put that information out on my website, which is knjackson.com. You can reach me again under on Facebook under my fan page of Simply Lace, Finding Love Through Loss, on Instagram at The Real KN Jackson, on Google Plus KN Jackson, and Twitter, Key, which is KI to My Success Mine.
Okay, and then I know you had mentioned something about, I just wanted to add to that. I know you had mentioned something about the Twitter, changing the name on Twitter. I think it's a lot easier now than it was in the past. So I always recommend to folks that, you know, sometimes when you have to consistent with your social media handles the same across the board, it is a lot easier for folks to find you.
Right.
But now that you are a published author, you are Googleable. So yes, guys. KN Jackson is now Googleable, and so is Simply Lace, Finding Love Through Loss. I would like to thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio this evening's special edition. I appreciate it. And, guys, if you have not ordered your copy of Simply Lace, Finding Love Through Loss, you must get the book. Again, I read it, so, and I think it was a phenomenal read, an awesome read, actually, and it does make you look forward to what's going to happen next. So a great summer read, a great read with a glass of wine, a great read with a cocktail. Just a great read overall. So in your downtime and your pastime, it's a great read. So, guys, so Kiwana, thank you again for joining me on My Life Radio, guys.
Thank
you. Get out there on Amazon.com. and order your copy of Simply Lace. And another thing, really quickly. So, some folks that want their book autographed and signed, they will be able to do that at some of your book signings, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they can also email me at knjacksonwrites@gmail.com. You send me an email, and I'll set you up to my PayPal, and I'll be able to mail you out a signed copy as well.
Awesome. All right, Kiwana, thank you again. And for joining Motivate My Life Radio, I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. And you guys have a great rest of the week, which tomorrow is Friday on purpose. Thanks, Kiwana. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to a demo for Stock.
Okay, guys, thanks again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. And as you all know, anything is possible. But to change your life, you have to change your priorities. And remember, there is nothing more powerful than a changed mind. Have a great rest of the week on purpose.